USA Radio News.
Two top Republican lawmakers who are also mothers are demanding the Biden administration's FDA immediately address the nationwide shortage of baby formula. Representative Ashley Hinson of Iowa and House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik of New York sent a letter demanding answers. Representative Stefanik.
House Republicans are here to push for action from the FDA and the Biden administration, who should have had a plan for this shortage months ago.
The nationwide supply of infant formula has decreased 40% since April, while Abbott Laboratories announced a Similac recall, which exacerbated those shortages. In related news, there's no escaping the pain at the pump. AAA updated the national average on Thursday, showing prices up a penny to $4.41 a gallon. That's 17 cents more than last week. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
President Joe Biden will host leaders from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Biden will begin his talks over dinner Thursday night with leaders from the eight participating nations who are attending the two-day summit. Leaders will take part in more formal talks at the State Department on Friday. Earlier on Thursday, President Biden addressed the 1 million Americans who have died from COVID-19.
1 million empty chairs around the family dinner table, each irreplaceable, each leaving behind a family, a community, forever changed because of this pandemic.
President Biden has ordered flags to half-staff. He's calling on Congress to provide more funding for testing, vaccines, and treatments. It's one giant leap for mankind, in a way. Scientists from the University of Florida say they've grown plants in soil from the moon collected by NASA's Apollo astronauts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Administrators for the Oxford, Michigan School District have turned down State Attorney General Dana Nessel's offer to investigate last November's school shooting. However, some parents and students want her to step in. Tim Berg has the details.
Parents and students in the Oxford Community Schools are livid with the school board for refusing Attorney General Dana Nessel's offer to investigate the November 30th shooting at the high school. Buck Meyer is the father of Tate Meyer, who was among the four killed that day, and says what went wrong needs to be figured out. He believes the board's refusal to work with Nessel is an admission of guilt.
15-year-old Ethan Crumbley is charged in the shooting. His parents, James and Jennifer Crumbley, are facing involuntary manslaughter charges. Israel has advanced plans for the construction of more than 4,000 settler homes in the occupied West Bank. Thursday's decision came a day after the military demolished homes and other structures in an area where hundreds of Palestinians faced the threat of expulsion. It's the biggest advancement of settlement projects since President Joe Biden took office. His administration is opposed to the settlement expansion. Actress Ashley Judd is encouraging people to seek help for their mental health after the loss of her mother, country star Naomi Judd. She died earlier this month at the age of 76. The movie star spoke to Good Morning America about the importance of resources like the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.